Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
If bad things do actually come in threes, British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak can console himself, but by the time today is over, he will probably have reached his quota. The UK is holding three special elections for House of Commons seats that will let a broad cross-section of voters in Northern England, Southwest England and on London's suburban fringe deliver a verdict on the party that has governed Britain since 2010. I'm joined by Lucy Fisher, Whitehall editor with the Financial Times, for an assessment of what might happen. Lucy, is this going to be a referendum on 13 years of government, a referendum on Rishi Sunak, or a referendum on Boris Johnson, or a little bit of all of the above?
Look, I think it is slightly all of the above. I've been down to Uxbridge twice in the past 2 weeks to speak to voters on the ground, and certainly Boris Johnson, who quit that particular seat in that shock resignation last month, still looms large over it. There are many people angry about his conduct during the pandemic and Partygate. I think more broadly, certainly the Conservative Party, Downing Street, is bracing for three defeats tomorrow. There could potentially be some saving grace if the party manages to cling on in Selby, where it has a majority of more than 20,000, or Uxbridge, where anger about the Labour Mayor of London's expansion of a low emissions zone into the constituency next month is causing anger towards the Labour Party. That could also prove a wildcard factor that allows the Tory party to cling on. But I think the bookmakers, like many Tory MPs, are confident that it's going to be a pretty disastrous day for the Tory party tomorrow when we've got the results in.
And who benefits? Are Labour impressing, or are the Lib Dems not cooperating and nibbling away at their possible majority?
Well, it's certainly the expectation that Labour is poised to sweep Uxbridge and Selby, while the Lib Dems are, I think, something like 1 to 200 to beat the Conservatives in Somerton and Frome. So I think it could be a good day for both the main opposition parties tomorrow, allowing them a sense of momentum as their MPs depart Westminster for the six-month parliamentary recess.
It's not really just that simple, though, three parties, is it? Because I gather that the ballot paper in each constituency is actually quite long.
Yeah, that's right. And particularly, you know, I mentioned the anger over ULEZ, the ultra low emission zone in Uxbridge. There are several independent candidates running there on that single issue, including someone who's actually changed their name to No ULEZ on the ballot paper. And indeed, there is a whole ragtag bag of odds and sods, as we like to say, in the other seats as well. So that's one reason that the counts will be pretty late into the night. I think we're expecting the results around 3 a.m. Rather than straight off the bat once the polling stations close.
I suggested it might be a referendum on Rishi Sunak. To what extent is it also a referendum on Keir Starmer?
Yeah, look, I think there's certainly some merit in that analysis. You know, it's been in many ways not an easy week for Starmer. He's come under fire from many in his own party for refusing to scrap the Conservatives' two-child welfare cap. But there is, on the other hand, a sense that, you know, Labour are now an average of 20 points ahead of the Conservatives in the polls. That's a pretty good place to be this close to an election. We know there's likely to be an election next year. It could be as soon as next spring. So overall, I think Keir Starmer will feel positive heading into the summer recess. And if he can pick up two seats tonight, then I think it will be a very good result indeed.
Three by-elections now and several more in the offing in coming weeks, depending on what Nadine Dorries does and depending on when there is one announced to replace the man referred to by Boris Johnson as pincher by name and by nature in Staffordshire. When are those by-elections likely to happen, do you think?
Well, I think we're not expecting them to be for quite some time. I think there's a sense that certainly the suspicion that Nadine Dorries is wanting to hold on out to call a by-election as close to the October conference season as possible, which could prove a point of maximum pain for Rishi Sunak. It's a sort of important moment for the Conservatives as they try to both sort of reset and launch their election campaign in the autumn. Equally, there's no sign at the moment of there being a by-election in Tamworth and Staffordshire either. So if we see a very difficult, you know, series of three crushing defeats for Sunak tomorrow, then it's by no means necessarily the end of the misery for him. As you point out, there are other polls swiftly coming down the line.
Indeed. And does this all, if there are three defeats, lead inexorably in the direction of the Tories being drummed out of power?
Well, look, I think there is certainly a sense of pessimism about the party's fortunes that will be compounded by the results tomorrow if they're as bad as expected. I think there is, however, also the caveat that, you know, traditionally it is more difficult for the government of the day to win by-elections. They are a sort of a chance for local electorates to give the government of any colour a kicking. It's a sort of chance for a protest vote to sort of rise up. So I don't think in itself it means all is lost, but coupled with, you know, the other factors that have, that mean that the Conservatives are sort of faring poorly in the polls, and given that Rishi Sunak, you know, doesn't look to be on track to meet many of his five key pledges for this year, you know, particularly looking at, you know, the NHS waiting lists going up from the high of 7.2 million that Sunak inherited, which is the subject that Keir Starmer chose to attack him on in Prime Minister's questions yesterday. It doesn't feel like a very happy place for the Conservatives. And certainly the party's MPs are sort of expressing a sense of weariness, if not fatalism, as they head off for their summer holidays.
They have also, the Tories, just announced who it is that they want to go up against Sadiq Khan in London's mayoral election next year, a woman called Lucy Susan Hall. Who is Lucy Susan Hall and does she stand a chance?
Well, Susan Hall is the former leader of the Conservative group in the London Assembly. She's still a member of the London Assembly, a big kind of Boris Johnson loyalist. So far to date, her campaign has very much centred on tackling crime. Her slogan is Safer with Susan, and also reversing the expansion of the ultra-low emission zone from the centre of London to the outer suburbs. But already, I think her selection has raised a lot of eyebrows in Conservative circles, as well as further afield for a spate of controversial comments she's made, including backing Donald Trump, comparing the rioters who stormed the Capitol in Washington to anti-Brexit campaigners in the UK. She's made sort of comments seemingly against pro-women diversity policies. So she's certainly very much on the right of her party. And I think that's led to a sense of surprise among many in the Conservative Party who think that, by and large, quite a liberal, progressive voter base in London would have been better served by a more metropolitan liberal candidate.
Lucy Fisher from the Financial Times, thank you very much. Coming up after the break, what impact is the marine heat waves having on the fish?
Text 51551. Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.